ethics of science and inferences. Now, assuming that we have data or information collected or produced, and the next step is to analyze the data and make inferences from the data to the answer of the research question. Now, this is an issue that has many facets. Even if we take inference and logic at its face value, we need to be rather sensitive relating to the cognitive operations of the mind and what kind of knowledge we are trying to elicit from the data. Now, perhaps the general view within science is that the scientists just logically deduce the consequences of the data, that is, they elicit information from the data in a straightforward manner. The actual cognitive process is rather complicated, and there is no logic or theory of logic that actually covers all the aspects of the finesses of making inferences. So sometimes this is called analysis or interpretation or something else. But what I'd like to bring about is a list of qualities that the knowledge needs to fulfill in order for it to be good scientific knowledge. And when making inferences or when analyzing data or interpreting something as something else, one ought to realize that the knowledge claims ought to adhere to certain qualities. And the list of the qualities that are mentioned here includes clarity, accuracy, precision, certainty, breadth, depth, importance, and relevance. And one might add some other qualities to this list, but this is sufficient to show that what aspects are actually evaluated when looking at scientific knowledge. Now, different areas or different disciplines, they obviously use a number of different logical techniques when dealing with data. Statistics is one broad area that is used in many disciplines. However, when doing qualitative research, one necessarily doesn't use statistical methods, but rather qualitative methods. Mathematical aspects are more important in certain types of studies, whereas qualitative aspects are more important in other types. But nevertheless, even if, well, disregarding the type of inference, be it mathematical or non-mathematical or qualitative or quantitative, these adjectives that are mentioned here would actually be equally important, because Nobody wants to be unclear or inaccurate and so forth, be it mathematical or not.